Hello, friends, and hi to new friends. I'm so excited that I'm getting such a warm welcome for this new podcast called Please Me. Today's episode is number 5, and it is about BCE. Does anyone know what that stands for? Well, that's a rhetorical question, but if you guessed Big Clit Energy, you're right. There has been a lot of talk about Big Dick Energy, and I love this concept. It basically describes the phenomenon when functioning sexually at an optimum level will walk with a certain confidence and strut. A man with BDE has a quiet assurance that he knows how to please his partner. He is not cocky, but is quietly confident that his package and the skills he brings to the table will please his lady. This confidence translates to all the areas of his life, including his profession. I love this concept because when you do have a great sex life, it does make you generally happier, and that does translate to the rest of your life. So I thought to myself, what is the equivalent for a woman? I did a little research to find the term for a woman, and I came up short. One article suggested that a woman could use the term BDE or Big Dick Energy for herself, but I was not convinced. Did you know that the clitoris and penis embryonically develop from the same tissue in utero? Although often considered hidden away, the clitoris occupies the same place anatomically as the male penis, on the front of the body. A man reaches climax by stimulating his penis, and a woman does the same, reaching orgasm by stimulating the clitoris. Since the clitoris is the seat of the woman's orgasm, it only stands to reason that a confident, sexually liberated woman would exude the same kind of aura and confidence as a man with BDE. So, since I haven't found it anywhere else, I am coining the term BCE, or Big Clit Energy. What that means will be different for each woman, but I am going to touch upon a few factors that I think will help in getting that BCE vibe, whatever that means for you. First off, a woman needs to know her own body. What I mean by this is, you have to know how to make yourself orgasm. So, let's talk about masturbation. There is no shame in touching yourself, ever. And it is a natural and normal exploration of your body and the nervous system. Our bodies are covered in pleasure receptors, and the clitoris has the most by far. It is an extensive organ system that is both external and internal. It is almost the size of the penis and gets engorged when a woman is aroused, much like the penis. When a woman owns her sexuality and feels confident in her ability to communicate her wants and desires to her partner, she is able to close her own orgasm gap and thus get us all closer to orgasm equality. So, number one is being able to make ourselves climax. Number two is owning your sexuality in a way that you are not shy to tell your partner what you want, what you like, and what your boundaries are. Maybe you have never thought this through, but I recommend you do. What is it that you need to tell your partner before you get horizontal? I recommend a conversation about protection if it is a new partner, and make sure you are on the same page with that partner, be it a woman or a man, before you move forward. Remember, STIs can be transmitted by penetration and oral sex, so talk about all of it and let your partner know what you will allow and what you won't. Only you can set the boundaries for your own body. Most people will accept this honest conversation and hopefully even welcome it. It shows that you have thought through everything and that you respect yourself and demand respect from others. Communication is everything, and if you find someone who is unwilling to respect you, move on. People show you who they are right away. Listen carefully and never make excuses for the other person. Moving on will save you a lot of issues down the road. I promise you, if a person is not respectful now, they never will be. Number three is taking care of your health and making sure that you are the best version of you. This will entail different things for different people, But the basics are taking care of health by scheduling those physicals and those yearly gynecological exams. You got to make sure your body is ready when you need it to be. Getting tested for STIs is a good start and will help inform your conversations with your partner. Getting your scheduled medical tests, such as mammograms, physicals, and pap smears, will help to ensure that you are healthy and ready for whatever comes your way. Our health is our biggest asset, so don't take it for granted. If you have frequent changes in partners, I recommend you get tested every 3 months and always use protection. Eliminating protection takes a lot more conversations and an agreement between partners that you will not have unprotected sex with anybody else. We will talk about that on another podcast because today we are all about big clit energy. If there are issues with any part of your health, taking care of those issues will help to improve your health and increase that confidence in your beautiful body. Don't put off those yearly physicals and gynecological exams and whatever other doctors you may see. If you have issues that affect your sexual health, such as incontinence, painful sex, prolapse, or decreased vaginal sensitivity or dryness, be sure to talk to your doctor about it so that you can get the help you need. At Inspire Health Physical Therapy and Wellness, I treat these conditions as a pelvic floor physical therapist, so reach out to me if you need help at pleaseme.online. Most people think incontinence is only an old lady problem, but studies show that 28% of female athletes suffer from some form of incontinence, such as urine loss during sports. Pregnancy can also increase incontinence, as can menopause, even if you've never had kids. It is estimated that 25% of young women, 50% of middle-aged women, and 75% of older women have incontinence. So, all those hot moms out there, get that referral for your doc to see a pelvic floor physical therapist. This can make all the difference in getting that confidence back. Also, if you have pain with sex or you have prolapse, this also can be treated by a pelvic floor physical therapist. A study out of Australia showed that 50% of women between 21 and 38 years old had pelvic pain in the last year. There are many reasons why a woman might have pelvic pain, and many of these conditions are treatable by a pelvic floor physical therapist, such as me. So if that resonates with you, don't be shy and reach out to me. I enjoy helping people get that confidence back by improving issues that may be causing a roadblock in your sexual exploration and sexual health. So what does having big clit energy mean to you? I'd love to hear about it. Send me an email by visiting pleaseme.online and I will definitely share your responses in this forum. I only ask that you be respectful. After all, I am a lady. As we spread the word about big clit energy, we will be creating for ourselves a framework for who we want to be. The BCE squad is confident, successful, orgasmic, and they are sensual goddesses. Don't forget to spread the love about this podcast and share it with a friend or two or more. Sharing is caring after all. Please like, subscribe, and consider becoming a supporter of this podcast so I can continue to share my knowledge, experience, and insights with you. And remember, if you have any issues that need addressing medically or with treatments, such as I provide in my private practice, don't be shy and reach out to me at pleaseme.online. As I said before, I am adding fuel to the fire for the movement of orgasm equality. Will you lend a hand and make a sign and post it on social media? The orgasm gap is a woman's health issue that we collectively need to change. And we can do it if we start sharing with our partners what we like and dislike. Also, we need to call awareness to this perpetuating issue so that we can start a revolution for change. Orgasm equality. Until next time.